Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Bear Talks, and today we're going to be talking about why you should get into trouble young. Now you're probably like, what do I mean by getting into trouble young? I mean like, well, I need to stop saying like I've always had that problem. But people are always so quick to avoid trouble. And you know, a lot of it comes from your parents, because you know your parents don't want to see you in trouble. You know, your parents are older than you, they live life, you know. In every high school in the world, the people are the same. You're always gonna have the one person that makes it out, you're always gonna have the one person that seemed like they were going to succeed and didn't. There's always going to be the one person that didn't seem like they were going to succeed and they did. You're going to have the people who are going to follow what is cool and normal for their entire lives, and your people who are going to travel live in a Scooby-Doo. Not that that's bad, but you know, you're going to have the guru type, you know. That's every high school in the country across every single year. Every single class is the same exact kind of people and the same exact stories. Every single one. It doesn't matter what high school you go to. There's at least going to be one of every single kind of person in your class. And your parents know this as they get older, so you know they don't want you to be someone who ends up on the negative side of the spectrum. You know, they don't want you to fall out. So you know, every parent tries to push their kid to be successful, as they should. You know, everyone has goals and ambitions. Your parents have goals and ambitions for you. You have your own goals and ambitions. It's normal. It's with everyone, you know. But there's, I this episode also comes from a bit of personal experience, you know, and I've seen people who are, you know, they're great students, good people, come from, you know, not overbearing or, you know, borderline abusive households, or, you know, parent relationships. But you know what I mean. They are very on top of their student or child, whatever, you know, whatever word you want to use. So their kid ends up afraid to, you know, step out and say, or not step out and say, but step out and do. You know, they don't, you know, you don't see them at parties. You don't see them at, you know, the school games, you know. Don't really go out the house much, you know. Like I said, I don't mean for parties, girls. I mean, just like, you don't really see them even like really leave the house for fun, you know. And then you do. You know, it's, and you know, before we get into that, or they might, you know, parents might let them go out. You know, they're very cordial, they're very polite. You know, they act as if their parents are still there, and that's good. You know, it is a good thing to have, you represent your family when you leave the house. You know, you are, your last name is your family, obviously. You or you know what I'm trying to say. And, you know, you represent your family, so they, their parents tell them that, or they don't tell them, they make sure that they act as if they know. And then they put their toe over the line, you know, or they go to college, or, you know, they just unzip a little bit. And they go absolutely bonkers. They go absolutely wild. And, you know, I think that's a good thing to do young, you know, because you don't want to have parental pressure, school pressure, regular youth pressure, you know. Life doesn't really start until you're in your 20s, but high schoolers don't know that. You know, high schoolers think it's so hard to put, to describe the transition from that, you know, the young college high school mindset to the mindset of a 20-year-old just getting into the real world, you know, where it's hard to, you know, it's hard to explain. You have to experience it for yourself. I'm in that phase right now, and I can't put it into words. It's very surreal and eye-opening, but very hard to put into words. But you know, or back, I'm losing my train of thought. Yeah, back on topic. Back to the uptight kid. You know, there are, all right, I'm gonna, story time. That's what we're gonna do. There was this kid, you know, good kid, nice, got good grades, played sports. Let's just say his name is Thomas. Thomas went to prom like everybody else, but he, you know, never had a girlfriend that I know of, you know. I didn't go to parties at all in high school either. So, you know, I was kind of the same way, but I hung out with friends outside of school. We didn't party, you know, I didn't really, you know, we weren't, you know, going to the mall all the time. It wasn't to the movies. We played sports outside of school, or, you know, I played soccer. So we went to the field and played soccer and went to Chipotle and went home. But he played sports mostly in school and played in the park every now and then. But, you know, his parents were very future focused, you know. I'm very, you know, they wanted his head pointed beyond current day. So we're at prom, you know. No one's drinking or anything, you know, it wasn't that kind of situation, but he was around all of us and, you know, we're having fun and he unwinds just a little bit. It ends up having to be taken out of prom. Taken out of prom. You know, because he went wild. He threw his shirt. He took his shirt off and threw it on a chandelier And we got a castle for prom. So, you know, the ceiling was pretty high. And he was able to throw a button-up shirt onto a chandelier. And, you know, he's going crazy, sweating, jumping. You know, it looked like the scene from The Matrix Reloaded. When, you know, when they're when Morpheus is in the cave and they all start jumping. That's what he looked like. Yo, he was jumping. And he got taken out of prom. Now, he had very clearly had backed up energy, and he let some of it loose. He went wild. And I think it's a good thing he did that at 18, 17, however old he was, at prom at the time. You know, I'm not in high school anymore. You know, it's a good thing I'm all over the place with this episode. But, you know, was bonkers. He clearly, you know, never had, you know, I'm not gonna say he didn't have a childhood, but he was, you can tell, very, he was closeting, you know, himself and a lot of his own energy. So that's the end of that story. I don't know why it took me forever to say that. But what I'm trying to say is that getting those lessons, or not necessarily lessons, but, you know, whatever it is, you know, not lessons. Well, yes, lessons. There are life is about lessons, but it's better to get into trouble young. Now, why is it better to get into trouble young? Because life is long, and like I said earlier. There's a rift between, or like, you know, life is a long stretch of road, and it's separated by rivers, and those rivers are, you know, let's say it's, you know, when you're done being a student, whenever you become a parent, and your elder years. I'm sure there's little creeks here and there throughout, but those are main chops and separations in life. I know what I'm trying to say. I don't know why I can't get it out. But it's better to get in trouble young and get some clout getting thrown out of prom. Or let's dive a little more deeply and talk a little bit more seriously. What else do people do young? Go to real parties and do like actual stuff like smoke, drink, girls, or boys, whatever. What else do people do young? Yeah, I was a bit of a shut-in as well, but those four, you know. It's better to learn your lessons then when there aren't real consequences to attach to them, you know. Most parents get scared or worry when their kids smoke, drink, chase girls or boys in high school. Because like I said earlier, they've been through this before. Sorry, I just had some margarita pizza. You know, but they've been through this before. They've done it already. You know, they'll tell you the same exact thing I'm saying, probably with more detail. They worry that you'll be like someone they remember, someone they know fell off, you know, someone they know is, because of their actions, never recovered and are still in the gutter. Woo! Sorry about that. But yeah, like I said, they're someone that they know, and for all they know, or for all we know, for all I know, for all you know, might still be in the gutter. That's what happens. You know, but one, we'll save that for later. But Damn. Losing my train of thought. I'm pretty sure I had ADHD, but it's not your concern. I know what I want to say. I do. Whether you believe me or not, I know what I want to say. It's just hard getting out. Lost my train of thought. Damn it. What's wrong with you? Your parents might be they're gonna be upset, you know. They're, like I said, it's scary. It is. You know, because like I said, they worry that you'll make a mistake like someone they know. But I think their job is to show you, or to teach you, not necessarily how to come back, because that's expecting and supporting a fall, but to teach you, or show you and explain to you what the bottom is and what it looks like, and to tell you that's not, we're to explain that there's no sunshine in it. You know, it's twixt mud and cloudy skies. You know, if you go down that path without checking yourself, because your parents can love you all you want, all they want, and all that you need. But if you don't see a bottom, you'll keep falling. So I think they need to teach you what the bottom looks like and what the steps look like going down. But it's your job to stop going down, you know what I mean? Hopefully. Because if how does this transition into, you know, getting in trouble young, because it's better to fall and to not to get yourself up, because you're gonna get knocked down regardless in life by more than just yourself. But it's good to fall young, because like I said, you're gonna fall regardless. But when you're young, it's not that there's not anything like or something different about it, but focusing so much on success young and waiting to have fun till you're older and not knowing and being able to have real fun. Lost my effing words. But why do I keep losing my words? Probably because I'm talking to myself. I'm not. I know that you're probably listening, but it's just me staring at a mic and a computer screen on this side. It's kind of weird. I hope you guys don't hear what my sister's listening to. But, jeez. Sorry. I had to ask her to turn it off. But before this episode ends, I'm going to get to the point. Oh, I'm not praying, sorry. I lost my train of thought because of that. Oh my God. It is... lost my damn darn train of thoughts. Lost my train of thought. Because you don't want to be able, you don't want to be older. Yeah, it's great to be successful in whatever you want, but you don't want to be able to not know how to have fun and have fun, and you don't want to be able to not have fun and you don't want to be able to finally have fun and not know your boundaries when you have more on your table. Bam. I did it. Whole point of the episode finally said, I wanted to make this episode, but not that I want to try spitballing, but I was a little bedridden when I came up with the idea, so I just had it on my head to make the episode. I'm about to sneeze, I think. But yeah, like I said, you don't want to be older and have what you want, finally have time and decide to, you know, and choose to have fun and not be able, and, you know, But, you know, you don't want to fall, you know, you don't want to learn the steps when you have a real job, you know, whatever household you come from, finally have a car and all this stuff and lose it because you don't have any real sense of self-control, and you don't want to be, as much as you may want to be successful and live a good life, we're human beings at the end of the day. We're animals. This reality that we live in isn't what we're designed for, if that makes any sense. So you want to be able to relax and, expel energy without taking any serious losses. So part of the reason that's what college is for, but trust me, it happens to a lot of people. They, keep their head down through it all because they're told of what happens, when you don't. And then when they finally feel like they can let loose because they got through that phase, they're a walking mess when everyone else is done with that part of their life. Like, yeah, you got straight A's in college. That is commendable, respectable, a lot harder than people will probably tell you, depending on where you go, what your major is, da 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 da. Whatever. A's are A's in my book. Just because you decide to be an art major and not a business major or a science major doesn't make an A any less of an A. But you don't want to discover how hard falling down the steps and how hard the floor is when you have shit to lose. Bam. That's what I wanted to do. That's the point of the episode. Thank you guys for listening. I got a new mic. I have a soundproof little shield coming, so hopefully whatever, distortions or however weird I sound or unprotected my voice sounds or whatever, hopefully that gets fixed in a couple of days. But I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.